So to the believers, God bestows his blessings, and in some form of revelation or dreams, he tells the people in one form or the other, as Hazur expressed during the sermon today, some glad tidings and some other news which are going to happen in future. On the other side of it is the enemies or the opponents of those believers. Does God tell them as well something about them or something about the community who is going to prosper later on? If so, that why don't they proclaim it? Does it happen equally to the enemies as well? Do they?
What happens? Allah tells them?
Some sort of yes, that they are not going to be successful, like God tells
them. Are told through by the mouth of the Prophet or by the mouth of his messenger in whatever capacity he is speaking.
True.
But they are not directly told. On the other hand, they invent things and they attribute things to Allah, and later on, the events which follow prove them to be false. For instance, Lake Ram, when he challenged Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he concocted his own revelations against Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and said that you are false and I am right. Allah has told me that he has not spoken a word to you and he has spoken to me. And he has told me that this and this, that is going to happen to you. And in one of those prophecies which he made against Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, apart from the filthy language he uses, he says that Allah, my Allah has told me that within 3 years, you will be totally destroyed and wiped out. And you say that a promised son would be born to you, but my God has told me that not even a rat would be born to you, not to mention a human being. And if somebody is born, and this is Allah's language, if at all somebody is born, he would be imbecile and meaningless, and he would live only a few days, and then he will die. And after 3 years, there will not be anyone in Qadian who will remember your name. And that is what is going to happen according to my God, God of Vedas and so on. So he also published a prophecy. Only the events told later on what was to happen.
No, sir, maybe
and this is sometimes Ahmadis wonder why 6 years were given to him. Why not a prophecy about his death much sooner than permit him to live for 6 more years. So one of the reasons is that Allah wanted to establish it to him, that you are twice as much proved false. You said 3 years, you live another 3 years and you will see that within your sight Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is prospering and you die a totally defeated death.
Yes, Hazur, maybe that I did not make my question clear, although your answer was much more comprehensive. As Allah tells the believers, the success of them and the failure of the enemies does something of this.
Yes, ma'am, will you please repeat this again? I missed some point which I don't want to miss again. Yes.
Allah tells some of the believers their success. It is going to happen at certain period
Correct.
Of time.
Right.
And the failure of the opponent.
Yes.
Does Allah also in some form would like to, or does he reveal the same thing to the enemies of their own failure and the success of the believers?
This is what exactly I have answered.
Right.
I said Allah tells them of their failure through his dear ones.
Right. Not the direct.
Does not speak to them. Because Allah does not care to speak to such people. But they invent things and attribute them to Allah. So, as far as the public observation is concerned, there are two types of revelations. Only the time tells which revelation was really from Allah and which one was not. So, as far as our, outside view is concerned, we can say that yes, both people claim that Allah has told them, like Doi, he also claimed that Allah had told him something. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam claimed on the other hand. So, for a neutral observer, to begin with, it's very difficult to say which party is right and which is wrong. But one thing is certain again, that Allah speaks to one only, not to both parties. Because then Allah's messages could not come into clash with each other. So that is again established. Even if the two claims are made, in reality there has to be just one which is true.